Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
this is Learn to Kick Fear with Love.
Take action.
Learn how internet marketers, real estate investors, and other entrepreneurs are overcoming their fears and making it happen and being successful.
You know she's got the 411.
It's time to kick those fears to the curb with Love right now.
What's going on, everybody? It's your girl, Lolita, a.k.a. Lo. Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited about this interview. I have a very special lady that you see that's going to be talking a little bit about her deals that she's closed since working with me. Her name is Miss Kim Ford. And Kim, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me, to talk to my followers about your experience. So if you can, just start out and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, I am, my profession is that I'm a high school English teacher. I've been doing that for about 11 years now. And I really enjoy it. I really like working with the children. And I work in a public school. But as we all know, you know, teaching doesn't pay a great deal. And there's always some fluctuations. And certainly when the economy crashed in 2008, mm-hmm. that was a real wake-up call when you saw that teachers were getting laid off, something that had never really happened before. That was a wake-up call for me. So even though I enjoy teaching, mm-hmm. I certainly wanted to do something else to make sure that there's some security.
Sure, and I totally understand. And, you know, it's a shame that teachers, really good teachers, don't really get paid what they should. So I'll just put that in there. And I know you do an exceptional job.
Thank you.
Absolutely. But tell us, what made you want to get started or interested in real estate investing?
Okay, well, I actually got my first taste of real estate investing back in 2008. Mm-hmm. And a friend turned me on into flipping houses, mm-hmm. and wholesaling a little bit. Okay. And I did a deal, but it just really wasn't the right time. My mentor at the time, he was going through a lot of stuff with his marriage. Okay. Really nice man, but, you know, he was having his own trials and tribulations. And the gas prices at that time was so high. Mm-hmm. And you really didn't have the internet to use for sourcing the way you do today. So I was spending a lot of time, you know, going through hard copies of newspapers, mm-hmm. finding properties, having to go down to the county office, yeah. look through through the books, right. and get in the car and drive. And my first deal, I actually did do a deal. We did a deal together. Okay. And in the end, I only got $300 out of that deal. Oh. And I said to myself then, oh, this isn't worth it. This was just, you know, it was too much time, too much energy, too much gas money when gas prices were extremely high. So I just stuck with my job with teaching and decided that, well, you know, real estate just really isn't for me. Mm-hmm. Fast forward some 8 years later, mm-hmm. and my brother Actually, it was in November of last year.
Okay.
My brother, who lives in New York, went to a seminar and discovered wholesaling.
Mm-hmm.
And he called me. He was really excited about it. He called me and he was telling me about it. And I said, wow, that sounds really, really interesting. And he said that this was something that he was going to pursue.
Okay.
And he had just purchased a rental property in my state, South Carolina, last summer.
Mm-hmm.
So he was definitely looking to get into real estate. He saw it as a venture that could provide him with more security.
Sure.
And so I found it to be interesting also. And I began researching.
Okay.
And I was very intrigued by the information that I saw online. And I decided then that, you know, maybe it is time, you know, to dip my feet back in the water and just take that risk and venture back into real estate investing. And I did. And I'm really happy that I did.
That's awesome. Now, how did you find me? I'm in Texas. You're in South Carolina. How did you find me?
Well, as I said, I was, you know, online and I was looking up information about wholesaling, and there was a lot of information online that told you how to go about doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But being a teacher and just being a lifelong student, that's just the type of person that I am. I realized that if I was going to have real success with this, I really needed an instructor.
Right.
I needed somebody who was doing this and who really knew how to do it and do it well. So I started looking online, and of course, it wasn't that hard to find plenty of people that were offering training and seminars, but it was just an extreme amount of money, $5,000, $10,000. I didn't have that kind of money, you know, laying around for, you know, an 8-week course.
Sure.
But I kept looking, and I was on Facebook. I joined, found some Facebook groups, and I believe I was on Tom Crow's Wholesaling Inc. Facebook page, and I was just scrolling through it and reading information about wholesaling, and came across he had a post of you doing a similar type of interview that we're doing right now with a lady who I believe she was in banking, but she found you, went through your wholesaling course, did her first deal, maybe I think she got her first deal before the course ended, and she ended up netting about $7,000.
Right.
And the interview was only maybe 4 minutes long, 5 minutes long.
Right.
But I said, I need to find her. So I did. I found, I went and I Googled you and I found your webpage, and I just started reading all the information on your webpage. And then I wanted, you know, more information. So I sent, you know, your query. I filled that out and got in contact with you and been rolling up since. Yes, it was really a godsend.
Yeah.
It was really a godsend because I said, I was really impressed by you, because everything that I was seeing online was, you know, it was men.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw you and I said, here is a woman that's doing this. Mm-hmm. And she's been doing this a long time.
Yes.
I need to get with her. This is the person that I need.
Well,
so, you know, yeah, something just clicked and I said I knew she was right for me. And I just went for it.
That is so awesome. And I'm so glad you did. Because you've closed deals, and I'll get to that shortly, but I think it's important because you went through my online masterclass, and I just wanted to point that out because I think it's important to have different levels of training available for people that fit their budget. So I definitely wanted to point that out. Now, with you being in South Carolina, me being in Texas, and you willing to go ahead and take that leap of faith and invest and work with me, I've had the question from different people out of state that would ask me, Lo, Do you think it's good to go ahead and work with somebody that's not in your same state? And I want you to share what made you not necessarily want to work with someone locally, but felt led to go ahead and work with me, even though I'm not in your state.
Well, the first thing that I looked at was your experience.
Okay.
And it was very clear to me that you had a lot of experience doing real estate investing and different types of real estate investing.
Right.
The fact that we were in different states was not a hindrance to me in any way, because, I mean, that's just the way the world works now. We're just not confined to just our state. Certainly, you know, procedures and rules and regulations mm-hmm. may vary from state to state, but
right.
I was really looking to get the concept of mm-hmm. wholesaling. And I knew that when I was ready to apply it here in my state,
mm-hmm.
I could find people, real estate investors here, that could guide me as to how things worked in our state, or where I could go in our state to mm-hmm. find various pieces of information. So working across state lines, working online with somebody, that wasn't a hindrance at all. Like I said, that's just how our world operates
yes.
now. You know, we're constantly online doing something. I mean, even the people that I work with here in South Carolina,
mm-hmm.
the majority of them, I haven't even met face-to-face. It's
right.
just been communication
mm-hmm.
online, and
right.
we're getting deals done together.
Ab, that's wonderful. I'm so glad you shared that. Fantastic. Now, let's talk about your deals. So talk about your first deal, how it came about, and if you want to share how much you made, that'll be great. Actually, talk about both of your deals.
Okay. The first deal was from a letter campaign,
okay.
A yellow letter campaign, and I found the deal through a response. I got quite a number of responses. Some people were motivated. Some people were just calling to find out, well, how much could they get? And this particular deal, I found through a real estate agent
okay.
who had a property that had not, it was foreclosed, it had not gone to MLS yet. I was looking for a buyer.
Mm-hmm.
I found a buyer, but then he revealed himself to be a wholesaler.
Yep.
So I learned from that experience.
Yes.
Asked, are you coming as a buyer or as
mm-hmm.
a wholesaler?
Yes.
But it actually worked out in the long run
okay.
because we ended up doing a JV on the deal.
Mm-hmm.
And he's become a mentor to me.
Great.
Here in the state. So if I ever have a question, I give him a phone call. He's extremely helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And so we ended up doing that deal. And because it was a JV deal, I only got $3,000 out of it, which was still pretty good.
Only?
Yeah.
Girl,
you
better celebrate.
I mean, because originally, you know, it would have been twice as much.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I got $3,000 mm-hmm. out of it. And I really felt it was a good experience
yes.
because I learned how to work with a real estate agent.
Mm-hmm.
He showed me how to negotiate with them.
Okay.
And he became, you know, a mentor that's just, you know, literally right around the corner from me that I can call anytime, send a text message anytime, and he'll tell me, yeah, go do this, that, and the third. So it was really, really a great learning experience.
Right.
And I got a lot more out of it than just the assignment fee.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And, but it was still a JV deal.
Yes.
And I felt at the end that I really hadn't done the deal myself.
Uh-huh.
So I went back to my yellow letter campaign
uh-huh.
and, you know, did another go with that, because I just really felt that I needed to do a deal all by myself from
yes.
start to finish.
Right.
And this deal was a doozy. I found a lady, and the property that was actually that I had mailed her about, mm-hmm. She did not want to sell that. She had a family member living in that property. But her mother had died, mm-hmm. and her mother had lived in her first house, and that was vacant now, and so she wanted to sell it. And I went, and this was in May okay. of this year. And I have to say that because this took a long time to get to closing. I went and I saw the house. We arranged for me to come and she would show me the house. And I thought it was just going to be me and her. Okay. And she actually had another couple there, a young couple there, mm-hmm. that were friends of the family. They were a young married couple mm-hmm. and they were looking for a house.
Okay.
So she showed it to both of us. And she had that house under a real estate agent. For $55,000, she was trying to sell it. Well, this was definitely not a $55,000 house. I mean, right. this was a two-car garage house with the garage doors were gone. Oh. I mean, there were holes in the roof. Mm-hmm. A ceiling upstairs had caved in. The house was a wow. mess. Mm-hmm. It was really a mess. And inside and out. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I looked through it, you know, she was showing it off to the other couple like it was a palace. And so I knew then that nothing was really going to come of this deal. Mm-hmm. She had my information and she really thought that she was going to be able to sell it to the family friends right. for that price. Well, I walked away from that, thanked her for her time mm-hmm. and didn't think much of it.
Right.
And then she calls me back in June. Mm-hmm. And she asked me about maybe 2 weeks later mm-hmm. and asked me, well, what did I think about the property? So I said to myself, oh, okay, so the young couple doesn't want it, you know. Yep. So I told her, you know, what price, you know, what my price was. And that was about $30,000. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, the lot is worth more than that. And, you know, I explained to her, I'm like, this house needs a lot of updates.
Right.
So she thought about it for a couple of more weeks. Mm-hmm. Now, by the end of June, she says, well, I'm still in my contract mm-hmm. with the realtor. And I told her, I said, well, I can't do anything until your contract is up. Yeah. So when your contract is expired, give me a call. Mm-hmm. So she calls me in July when yeah. the contract is up, middle of July. And I said, okay. So she, you know, she calls me up because she couldn't sell it at 55. Mm-hmm. Why they even listed it at that, I really don't know.
No.
So she calls me back and she says, you know what? You can have it for what I owe, which was
$25,000. Wow.
Because she already had one house, one mortgage that she was paying mm-hmm. for, and she had a second house. So these were three mortgages she was paying.
Right.
And so I said, okay, fine. So I send her a contract. I find a buyer very quickly, mm-hmm. very, very quickly. And we get held up because the mortgage company boarded up mm-hmm. and put locks on the house without the homeowner's okay. knowledge.
Okay.
So the termite inspection couldn't happen.
Okay.
Then they finally took the boards and the locks off. We got the termite inspection. We were waiting on the report. The attorney's office had all the contracts. And then the buyer went out of the country.
Wow.
He went out of the country for mm-hmm. a vacation. Mm-hmm. And he didn't let us know. So now we're, you know, this is all through August. And now, you know, we thought we were closing in August. And then he went out of the country and he wasn't coming back till the day after Labor Day. So now that's September. Mm-hmm. So he comes back the day after Labor Day. And we're ready to go to closing. And then his lender has an issue. Mm-hmm. I can't remember right now off the mm-hmm. Top of my head. So he had to go back and get some other paperwork. So mm-hmm. that first closing date was canceled okay. and then rescheduled. And we rescheduled about maybe four times because of all these different things. But we finally closed it on October 10th.
That's awesome.
And I mean, there were times when I was like, I don't know if I should even stay in this deal. It keeps, there's always something.
Right.
But I hung in there till the very end.
That's exactly
and
right.
Got it closed. I got him there. I got her there. And the paralegal at the attorney's office was extremely helpful.
So what was your fee? What was your fee on that deal?
My fee on that one was $3,500.
That's awesome.
$3,500. Awesome. And me and the buyer joked that it was a devil of a house. He said, so he said, it's your deal, but yeah. We finally got it closed. And he's doing major renovations on the house, and he promised to have me come. He's very excited about getting the house and the renovations that he's going to do. And he wanted me to come and see once it was complete, the work that he did. But
fantastic.
Yeah, it took from May to October to get that deal done, but I got it done,
awesome.
I did it on my own.
And you know what? I applaud you, because so many people, they get into this business, they try to do it themselves, they waste a lot of time, they get frustrated and quit because they don't get results. But you close two deals, one for $3,000, one for $3,500, and you did it. A large percentage of people don't get that far. They don't close one deal. And the last question I want to ask you, actually I got two more, but one of the questions I want to ask you, so how important was going through my online mastermind course helped you to be able to have the confidence and the knowledge to get these two deals done?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I couldn't have done it without the course. Absolutely not. I mean, the course was stripped down to the bare basics. Step one, step two, step three, step four. You know, what you need to do, what you need to say, how to stick to your guns. I could not have done the deals without the course. I couldn't have. When I look at what's being offered online by other people, I don't think I would have been able to have the confidence to even deal with a homeowner without the course.
Well, I'm so glad.
I wouldn't have done anything without this course.
Yeah.
I know that for a fact. No other course would have sufficed.
And I'm glad that out of this you got a virtual mentor, and you also got the gentleman there locally that you can call. Relationships in this business is huge. And when you're able to connect with good people that can give you guidance and to help you, you just grow, you continue to make money, and you just build off of that. So, Kim, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to share your story. And I really appreciate it. And last question, what advice would you give someone that's interested in starting this business?
Don't be fearful. I think fear is what stops so many people. And just because a deal, what I have learned since taking the course is sometimes deals are not going to go through. And sometimes you have to wait on the homeowner to get ready.
Yes.
And so, you know, sometimes it is a waiting game, but don't get fearful and think, oh, I can't do this because the first phone call you get from a homeowner, they decide, oh, no, this doesn't sound right to me, or, you know, oh, I feel that I should get more money. You can't let that stop you.
That's right.
Because if that was the case, I never would have done that last deal.
Yeah.
When the homeowner bought the other couple and didn't contact me for a couple of weeks after I met with her.
Right.
Sometimes you have to, a lot of times, and that's why follow-up is really important now. You always said that.
Yes.
Because a lot of times, you know, they have to sit and they got to think about it for a week, two weeks, a month. They got to talk to the, you know, the important people in their life before they begin to reach out or make a final decision to go ahead. And while they're waiting, a lot of times you get fearful and you start thinking, did I do the wrong thing? Did I say the wrong thing? This really isn't for me. I can't do this, you know. No, you can do it. You can do it. There are plenty of people out there that are willing to sell their properties and at a wholesale price. Right. You know, it's just really finding the right one. And you have to, you know, show that you're confident. You know what you need to do. You know, you've done your research. You know your price. You stick to your guns. And if they reject it, well, they may come back later. You never know.
That's right.
And if they don't come back later, there's five other people out there that will come right now.
Absolutely. You hit it. And the main thing out of that, too, is what? You got to take action.
Got to take action all the time.
Well, Kim, thank you so much again. I really appreciate you and continued success and continue to take action.
I sure will. All right. Thanks, Lo.
Thank you.